Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Promises are yea and amen. You have said yes to us. Dear Lord, right now, as we're coming on one accord with you, we allow your Holy Spirit to be in the midst of this call here, Power Start Your Day. Let your people mind stay on you and what it is that you will have for them and what you have for them to do. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that no longer are we looking for popularity contests, but we are looking for true prosperity. We're thanking you, dear Lord, as we know that the real leader is our servant. And as we are preparing our minds and our spirits to serve you first, and it makes it easier to serve your people, we're thanking you that you're blessing us. You are blessing everywhere and giving us everywhere our feet are trotting. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that you've already promised us greatness, and we're walking into it right now on today. No more distractions. We're focusing on our destinies. And that is to do great exploits in your name. We're thanking you, we're honoring you for all the people that you're sending to us from the north, south, east, west. We're asking you for your help so that we will not be bipolar kingdom dwellers. We are pursuing greatness and we'll be great examples for your name, not our own. We're honoring you and we're blessing your holy name. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Guys, good morning. Good morning. If you're just dialing in, this is Power Start Your Day. And we are talking about how to up-level your leadership game, even if you're a beginner. And, you know, on today, I'm going to tell you, in order for you to really take your spot at the top, in order for you to become a powerhouse in your industry, in the marketplace, what we need you to understand is you have to know how to focus. This is not just a word in a dictionary. We are talking about mastering this. This has to be who you become. I need you to understand that the greater the assignment, the bigger the distractions will be. That's why we talked about becoming passionate. Unwavering, unstoppable. This is going to influence the way you think and what you pursue each and every day. Don't allow people to put their fear fumes on you. I need you to hear me one more time. Don't allow people who are afraid to pursue their dreams, people who feel like you're getting too big for your britches because you're pursuing what God has for you, people. And I got to include this or things to distract you from your dream or your vision. Do not allow your vision to take back seat. Time for you to ride in the front. Say, I want to ride in the front. Now, I need you to know to get out in the front because real leaders have to learn how to serve with pure heart and clean hands no matter what. You got to be the constant in the midst of chaos. That's how you become unstoppable, unbreakable, and unshakable. Oh, it's the holidays coming up. So you will now begin to put all you have into someone else's dream because you're not focused on your own. Listen, guys. I posted on social media on today that God didn't let you go through the fire to break you, but to make you. Can you keep moving? Can you keep moving? Can you guys hear me okay? Can you hear me okay? Are you guys able to hear me? Someone is sharing that it says that the call is interrupting. Oh, wow, we must be on to something on this morning. Can you keep moving in the midst of mess, meaning your spiritual dramas, your mental chaos, the physical challenges, your financial woes? Can you keep moving in the midst of the mess? Let me tell you. We have some steps for you on this morning. You know I'm not going to just give you anything. God, anytime he gives you a vision, he's going to give you a provision. He's not going to allow you to hear something like this without instruction. I've been up from at least 4:30 a.m. this morning. And all I need you to know is that God has been ministering to me, and I just want to thank him so much. that I don't have a problem saying I got mentors, plural. I don't have a problem saying that people pour into me, and I want you guys to know I give all honor and thanks to God for my shepherd. I can tell you right now, my shepherd, you know, Dr. Sherry Gaysa, that's my girl. My shepherd now for 14 years, her along with Dr. Benjamin Gaither, they have ministered to Robert and I through the good, bad, and ugly. We stand with them through every and anything. And I am telling you, you know, I started, and most people know that, you know, when you're fasting, you're doing things, this is what you do in private, because I'm not looking for no reward. I don't need no popularity contest. Promotion comes from God, and so he does more than enough for me. But I just want to share with you guys something. You know, when things start getting really hot, sometimes you got to definitely put more focus on God and get more clarity, as we always tell you. And so when I shared with my shepherd, Dr. Sherry Gaither, I said, listen, I'm going into a 40-day fast. I'm here now, guys, at number 16 day, and no solid food. I'm letting you know this right here, and that I am not hungry. I'm so full with the word of God. And let me tell you something, he's refining me. So she gave me a book. I said, what would you suggest me read? She gave me a book called Heaven Declares, and people saw me. She just gave it to me. I was way already inside of the fast, and she met me. I met her at her dentist's office, and she gave me this book before I got on the road there. And it's called Heaven Declares, the Prophetic Decrees to Start Your Day by Hakeem Collins. By Hakeem Collins. So funny. She said, listen, I know this is exactly what you need, what you're about to do, the mantle that's on your life. This is what you need. And you know, how refreshing is it to be amongst a giant like Dr. Sherry Gaither? I'm raising up out of her church. And it's not like I don't have a thing where I'm thinking like I'm going to be too big for them, or what taught me and where I'm going. You know, it's not like she's not going to keep feeding me because she see me doing great things. That means that the fruit is not falling far from the tree. So people were asking, what was that book? Heaven Declares is what it's called. And it's Prophetic Decrees to Start Your Day. It is blessing me. You go get it. Okay, and I let God minister to you. He's not going to minister to you the same way he ministered it to me. You got to understand that you have a divine purpose before you were formed in your mother's womb. And I need you to know that's what we need to be focusing on. So let me give you the instructions that God has been giving to me. Number one, you've got to spend more time with the one who is the giver of the wealth. You are spending too much time with the counterfeit. I am telling you this right now. Dr. Loud Monroe would always say, listen, that's a sin God of faith anytime you're trying to be like somebody else. And you know what? At the end of the day, it makes you go deep, 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 deep into who it is that God called you to be. You cannot find out who you are without spending time with the manufacturer, with the master. That's what Dr. Monroe would always say. You're looking for love in all the wrong places. You're looking for direction in all the wrong places. Go to the source so you can get into your head before anybody else does. The next thing you need to do is you got to plan your day the night before. We talk about cash calendars. How is it that people are easily knocked off their game? You got a simple DMO, daily method of operation, that can probably take you an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours a day to work on your dream and vision, and it's like picking up bricks for you. That's because the prerequisite, you did not prime your mind before going in to do what God has called you to do. You got to go in with him. Don't you understand that anything that's born against God is going to be your flesh? Your flesh is going to war against what God has for you. So that's the reason why you just don't feel like it. And you're still trying to fill it up with all sorts of minutia. Listen, the next thing you got to do is you got to spend time with people and in places and only with things that contribute to what it is you are trying to accomplish. Time out for the subtractors and the dividers. It's time for you to spend time with people who will multiply your gifts or add to you. So you got to go when you're appreciated and not tolerated. Listen, I am telling you this right now. There's nothing new under the sun. Go read Ecclesiastes. And just let me explain something to you. Do you remember God saying to the disciples that when you're walking in the house and they don't want to hear what you got to say, dust off your feet, keep it moving? Is that what you do? People are so into being accepted. What do I tell you guys in your script? Listen, okay, no problem. Everything isn't for everybody. Who else? Like in the word saying, whosoever, who else is this a good fit for? Stop trying to put the squares in the circles. Go where you are appreciating, not tolerating, baby. Keep your head in the game. Keep your head in the game. Nobody can disqualify you because God qualified you already. So if you want to keep on going through those no's, I don't care what the no's are. As long as you wake up every morning knowing that God said yes, who cares who said no? When he said that, the gate is narrow. And I want you to know this last piece right here. This has been a challenge for many people because they don't do number one, which is spend more time with the giver of wealth. He'll check you. He'll check you from, what they call this, a check up from the neck up. I think they need to change that check up from the chest up. Check up from the chest up. Pure heart, clean hands will build long-lasting businesses. Pure heart, clean hands will allow you to do this last thing, and that's go hard and stay humble. Go hard and stay humble. Go hard and stay humble. Listen, guys, I'd love for you to go ahead and post inside your social media if you took notes. Now you got to go back to successwithnicola.com and go listen to the playback on this morning. We won't be able to take any callers then. We'll take you in the morning here. Why? You know, I keep it transparent on this morning. I had to hop in the car with hubby, and we had to go and do some stuff for the household. You know, thank God. For my husband. Thank God for him, I tell you. Because I have been asking for my floors. I've been asking. I had to get up and go to floor and decor early in the morning. Thank God for my project manager, Miss Trina Newby. Car was acting up. She went in and did her thing. Ain't nobody nothing without team. Stop it thinking you just arrived. Ain't nobody nothing without team. All over, 360-degree leaders is what we're talking about. Up-level your leadership game, even if you're a beginner. Don't wait to take your spot at the top to start working on yourself. Don't wait. We'll open up the call on tomorrow, have your questions. And I'm looking for some answers. Spend some time with God. He'll speak to you. Peace out. Love you guys.